UN Special Envoy Kai Ida has met with members of Afghanistan's Election Complaints Commission in the capital. The watchdog group, partly appointed by the UN, is overseeing the complaints of voter fraud and other irregularities reported since last week's balloting. Under Afghan law, official results cannot be announced until serious complaints are adjudicated. Ida, speaking to reporters, is calling for patience to allow the process to be completed, saying he is not surprised by the slow pace of the vote count.
I do appeal to the candidates and to their campaigns and also to the voters to demonstrate the patience and calm that is required for the ECC to carry out its work in order to make sure that when we look back at the entire election process, that we can say that it had the credibility that is required.
Both the campaigns of incumbent President Hamid Karzai and his top challenger, former Foreign Minister Abdullah Abdullah, accuse the other of illegal campaign activities and tampering with the voting process. UN Envoy Ida acknowledges there have been problems.
There's no doubt that there have been irregularities during the polling day. There have been irregularities before the polling day, as you know.
Election officials still have not released any figures on voter turnout. A low turnout could also damage the credibility of the presidential election, Afghanistan's first in 5 years. The Afghan Independent Election Commission says tallies from 2,400 polling stations in several provinces will be released Tuesday. Complete nationwide preliminary results may not come for another 10 days. There will be a runoff election in the presidential contest if no candidate captures more than 50% of the vote. Steve Herman, VOA News, Kabul.